In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I love Elijah because he's really real. He's not this plastic person. He one day defeats the prophets of Baal, and the next day he's crying out that he died because he's so depressed. But you see, God used Elijah in such a mighty way as he was. You know, we all think that we've got to be strong and mighty, but I tell you, God chooses the weak and makes them strong by his grace. It's always by his grace. I'm looking at the 21st chapter of 1 Kings. And it came to pass that after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So he had this vineyard that was close to Ahab's house. And you're going to see what's going to happen. Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near my house. I will give you for it a better vineyard than it, or it seems good. I will give you the worth of it in money." Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid it, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto you." And Ahab came into the house, heavy, displeased, because the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, "I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers." And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would not eat bread. This is the king. This is the king acting like a three-year-old. "I haven't got Ahab's. I haven't got the Jezreelite's vineyard. I'm not going to eat bread. I'm not going to do anything." It's foolish. Just absolutely foolish. He's just so sad that this king is acting like a three-year-old. I'm going to tell you something. You are and I am who we are when we don't get what we want. I am and you are who we are when we don't get what we want. If we play the game and we get what we want, everything's fine. But if we don't get what we want, you know what happens? We stamp our feet and we say, "No, I'm not playing this game." And I tell you, you find out your emotional stability when you don't get what you want. And that's very difficult, I tell you. Ahab didn't get this garden that he wanted. He lusted after this garden. He lusted, and I'm going to tell you, stop lusting after automobiles. Stop lusting after what people have. Stop lusting, because this is not only lust toward the opposite sex, it's lust of things, really lusting for things. And I'll read this again. Ahab came unto his house heavy and displeased. He's depressed because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, "I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers." And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would not eat bread. That's a king. This is the king of Northern Kingdom, acting like a three-year-old. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sad? Why don't you eat bread?" And he said unto her, "Because I spoke unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it.' And he answered, 'I will not give my vineyard to you.' And Jezebel, his wife, said unto Ahab, 'Do you now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let your heart be merry, for I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Oh, she's an evil woman, this woman. Not only did she bring in the Phoenician gods, I tell you, she's an evil woman. And he listens to her. That's the saddest part, that Ahab listens to Jezebel. She has that Jezebel spirit. She's going to get what she wants. And she wrote, it says, and she wrote letters to Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent these letters to the elders of the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men as the sons of Belial before him to bear witness against Naboth, saying, you blasphemed God, and you blasphemed the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. I tell you, this is sick. This is sick. This is sick. See, he lusted after the vineyard, and I tell you, Jezebel comes up with a solution, but it's going to kill Naboth. You're the king. You can have what you want. Let me tell you, you can't have what you want, because, you know, God will strike you if you do these things to his least little ones. God will strike you. I tell you, I try not to offend the little ones of the Lord, because God cares for the little ones of the Lord, those that the world counts for nothing. I'm not telling you I'm perfect, because I'm not perfect. I'm hardly perfect, but I do not want to hurt the little ones, because if I hurt the little ones, the Lord will take it out on me. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And the men of the city, even the elders of the nobles who were in the inhabitants of the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, as it is written in the letter which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed a fast, and they set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against Naboth, even against him, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned Naboth, and stoned him till he died. All for a vineyard. All for a vineyard. I tell you, this is so sick. But you know what? Things happen like this in families. You know, I didn't get what I deserved, you know, and I'm going to hold up this process of the lawyer because I didn't get what I deserved, you know. People, you know, tell me when it comes to money, people fight and fight and fight. There are no brothers and there are no sisters. You know, they try to fix things their own way. So God knows that Naboth has been killed. Naboth belongs to the Lord. Then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth is stoned and he is dead. Jezebel has no qualms of conscience. She's just so happy. And they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. You see, what you will do, what people will do for what they want. This is very sick. We saw David doing the same thing because he wanted Bathsheba and had Uriah killed. I tell you, this is evil stuff. Evil stuff. Lusting after people. Lusting after land. Lusting after money. This is evil stuff. This has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with the enemy of our soul. Lusting, lusting, lusting. with our eyes, with our hearts, with our hands, lusting. I wish I had this, and I'm going to get it no matter who I have to hurt. I'm going to take it even if I have to hurt somebody. Listen, things are not worth it. God knows how to provide things for his people. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will provide for us. I know it, I believe it, and I witness to it. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. You see, you don't do things that the prophet's not going to find out. You don't do these things, these evil things that the prophet's going to find out. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And they shall speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, hast thou killed also to take possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood of you, your blood. I tell you, what you sow is what you reap. Oh yes, that's the real thing. What you sow is what you reap. Are you sowing love? Are you sowing faith? Are you sowing hope? Are you sowing money? Are you sowing care? What you sow is what you reap. They sowed death, and so death will come to them. It's as simple as that. They sowed death. They sowed lust, and you will get the fruit of lust, which is death. I tell you, these things are real. What you sow is what you reap. They say, what comes around goes around. Yeah, what you sow is what you reap. It's that simple. And the Lord will have the last word. You won't have the last word. I won't have the last word. The Lord will have the last word. And Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you because you have sold yourself to the work of evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon you, and I will take away your posterity, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. You see, when the king sins, Israel sins. He's the head of the government. So God is going to do what he needs to do. He knows how to do it. What you sow is what you reap. How often do I have to say that? That's why we need to forgive people. That's why we need to go to confession. That's why we need to say, Lord, take away the lust in my heart toward anything or anyone. Lord, deliver me from doing things that you wouldn't have me do. You know, David had Uriah killed. Ahab had Naboth killed just for a vineyard, my Lord. But what you sow is what you reap. It's as simple as that. And Jezebel also spoke the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field, the fowls of the air shall eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to the work of wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. I tell you, Ahab was depressed because he couldn't get that field. And Jezebel comes in with her evil pronouncements, and stupid Ahab follows his wife. He is stupid, I will tell you that. They also admitted the gods of the Phoenicians, and God says, I am the only God. And it's just like that. And it came to pass when Ahab heard these words that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and he fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, see you how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. So we see that the evil upon David, upon Ahab's house, will come to his sons. What you reap is what you sow. It's as simple as that. How many times do I have to say it? And how many times do I have to believe it? What you reap is what you sow. Today, what you're reaping is what you're going to sow. If you're reaping praises to the heavens, you're going to sow a harvest to the earth. If you're sowing praises to the heavens, you're going to reap a harvest to the earth. If you're sowing money into the kingdom, you will be blessed, and God will bless you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And if you don't get it back in money, you'll get it back in health, or you'll get it back in another way. What you sow is what you reap. Naboth, the poor man, was not willing to give up his ancestral inheritance. And Ahab, the stupid man, had him killed. But you do not do things apart from God. God sees everything. Do you hear me? God sees everything. He sees these things. And what you sow is what you reap. The Lord has eyes. He has eyes to see. He knows what we do. You know, the only thing we need to do when we start doing things like this is repent before it occurs. You see, it comes into my mind as a thought, and then the thought comes into a mind as a plan. Repent before the plan takes action. Repent before the plan takes action. I was looking here today, and I have the number 333,964 abortions in Planned Parenthood in 2012. Maybe you have a plan to kill your child today, and you're going to Planned Parenthood. The Lord is speaking to you. What you sow is what you reap. What you sow is what you reap. If you reap death, if you sow death, you will reap death. It's as simple as that. What you sow is what you reap. Please, please, please do not go to Planned Parenthood. Do not go to kill your child. And you say, I can't afford it. You can't afford not to keep this child, because God will help you and you will be helped. I'm telling you, this is true. Those who kill their children regret it for the rest of their lives. I have never seen any mother or father regret that a child was born. Oh yes, they might have wondered during the pregnancy, I cannot take care of another child. But when the child came, oh, it was the joy of the mother and father. And you know what? The grandparents who said, you have an abortion, it became the joy of the grandparents. Listen, what you sow is what you reap. We have sown 333,964 abortions, 2012, just in Planned Parenthood. That's 1/3 of 1 million children that were killed, and 1/3 of 1 million women who were harmed. What you sow is what you reap. Go to confession. Tell the Lord what you've done. Ask him for his forgiveness. He will give you his forgiveness. You can change things by confessing your sins and repenting. Paul confessed his sins and repented, and God used him mightily. One thing he did was to forget what was behind him and press on to what lies ahead. Do not be like Ahab. Do not listen to the Jezebel spirit that says, kill your child. Go to Planned Parenthood. No one will ever know. Yes, I tell you, there are two people who will know. You will know, and God will know. And that's enough. The two people that know, the Lord and you. This child is destined to be a blessing for you. He is not destined to be a curse. The curse happens when you kill your child. That's when the curse happens. When you follow the Jezebel spirit, I need to rid myself of this baby. No, you need to keep this child or have this child adopted. You need not to kill this child, because if you kill this child, what you sow is what you reap. And you know what? I have held women in my arms that have said, I've killed my children. I said, thank God there's forgiveness. And God wants to forgive you to the nth degree. He wants to forgive you for all your sins. Get to confession. Go and confess your sins to the Lord and to the priest. And repent. Turn away from your sins and repent. Let God arise. Let all of his enemies be scattered. God has plans for you and has plans for your child. You only need to follow the plans that God has. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm talking to somebody today, and I ask you that they would change their mind, that they would not go to Planned Parenthood or some ladies' clinic. Oh God, you want this baby. You even named this baby. Please, Lord, help these women. Help these women. And Lord, help the men to take responsibility. Help the men to take responsibility. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, in most of the cases, the man wants the abortion. You might ask why. Because he will have to pay until the child is 18 years old. So he'll give you $500 for an abortion rather than pay for the child until he's 18 years old. I'm telling you, this is very sick. We in the United States who have so much, we have that unjust law that kills our children. And we have made it a law. People say, well, it's always happened. That's right. But it never was a law. It is the law of the land to kill children. That's the law of the land. And I tell you, when I sing God Bless America, I say, not until we repent will God truly bless America. Repent of killing our children. Repent of having that Jezebel spirit. Repent of being cunning. Repent of sowing things we shouldn't sow. So I'm just talking to you, and you please listen to me. You will not regret having that child. But you will regret killing that child. You will regret that. Please, please, in the name of Jesus, walk by faith, not by sight. Hold on to these children. Let these children come to life. Let these children be born. Let God arise and let all of his enemies be scattered. And what about the doctors that say the child is going to be Down syndrome? I have had so many people come to me, my child is Down syndrome and I'm not going to have an abortion. The doctor wants me to have an abortion. And these children, the whole three of them, were not Down syndrome. Listen, my friends, the doctors are still practicing medicine. It's a practice. It's not a surety. Please, please, don't follow the Jezebel spirit that says, I will wipe this child out today. Don't follow the Jezebel spirit that says, I am jealous over this house, or jealous over this automobile, or jealous over this whatever job. Don't follow the Jezebel spirit. It'll get you into trouble. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, who died on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, who rose from the dead and who sits at the Father's right hand. I tell you, what we sow is what we reap. Why don't you see this day if you can share your witness with one person? Ask the Lord, send one person to me today that I can share Christ with. Just one person. I'm not asking for 10, I'm asking for one. And when the one comes, help me to recognize that you have sent this one person. The mailing address is simple. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'll say it again. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And yesterday we had downpours, and maybe you had leaks in your roof. I tell you, we had downpours in Winthrop. Call Jimmy the Roofer at 617-846-0076. 617-846-0076. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of the only Son of God. May His name be praised in our midst. May His name be praised through you. May His name be praised through me, today, tomorrow, and forever. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.